Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, February 16th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Tonight is all about money. Your money, my money, how the economy is going. It's not going to be boring, believe me. I don't like that pinheady CNBC, Fox Business Channel. It's going to be right down to it. But Americans are falling behind. And you ought to know it, and nobody's going to tell you except us. And that might be stretching a little bit, but believe me, I watch a lot, and I'm not hearing the truth about money. But tonight we are going to give it to you, and the Talking Points memo will kick it off. So there are three states right now in the union that people are fleeing, all right? And I mean fleeing. They can't get out of the states fast enough. Most people don't want to move. I moved 10 times in 15 years as I was rising in my career. Okay? It was a pain in the neck. I had friends in all the places. You got to pack up everything. You got to go to a new place. You got to start over again. And no, most people don't want to do that. Okay? They're comfortable. You know, some want to get out, but most people would stay where they are if they could, but the states of New York, California, and Illinois are making it impossible for working class people to stay there. So in 2 years, New York has lost 525,000 people, and that ends in July 22. We'll get new stats, and it'll be more than, believe me. The exodus continues. In California, 510,000 people. Illinois, 230,000 people. In Illinois is a far fewer residents than New York and California. However, these people, about 80% of them, are fairly sophisticated taxpayers. So the states are losing all that tax revenue. And based upon our studies and our investigation, the people that are coming into New York, California, and Illinois now are migrants, are poor people, because those states are very generous in their entitlements. So the taxpayers are leaving, and the people dependent on the government are coming. So that's the situation. Now, Massachusetts, another very liberal state, has lost about 50,000 people. Again, it's a smaller state. Michigan, close to 50,000 people. They all have one thing in common. They are progressive states. Texas and Florida are gaining the most. Texas, about 900,000 in 2 years, and Florida, more than 700,000. And again, there is no state tax in Texas and Florida, but these are consumers. These are people with money to spend. So Texas and Florida, Tennessee, the Carolinas, their economy is strong, whereas New York's economy is weak and California is a disaster. When Jerry Brown left the governorship a few years ago, there was a budget surplus. Newsom has run the country, the state, into the ground. And now he wants to run for president. It's crazy. Now, the reason that people are leaving is they don't want to pay onerous taxes, and inflation is making it impossible for them to even break even. So they have to go. It's not even a choice. A lot of these people have to get out. All right? And you have, add to that, housing costs. The highest in the country in California. New York is crazy. Coming down because interest rates are going up and housing prices are coming down. If you're thinking about buying a house, wait for a year. Okay? So those prices are coming down now. No punishment for criminals. We all know it. I do it every day here. No punishment. If you are a shoplifter, you can go in and wipe out a store and nothing's going to happen to you. You can punch somebody in the face, nothing will happen to you unless the person sues you civilly. But usually you get punched in the face and the guy runs away. Okay? Pickpockets. I mean, you name it, anything with a designated as petty crime, they can just do it with impunity. Okay? Nobody's going to chase him. Nobody's going to punish him. Well, if you have a society like that, you don't want to live there. Who wants to live there? That's anarchy. All right? Then there's drugs and pot. In New York City, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. Every street, you're smelling, you know, marijuana. There's drug addicts all over the place. They're injecting themselves with drugs. They're staggering around. They're in the subway sleeping day and night. This is quality of life. And in L.A. and San Francisco, you know what's going on. If you live out there, it's insane. Chicago, too. Why do you want to live in these places? Why do you want your children to see that? And talking about children, in Chicago, in 55 public schools, in 55, not one student met grade level expectations in math or reading last year in the school year. Not one in 55. In Illinois, the state, there are 622 schools where 10% of the kids are reading proficiently. That's out of 649. So it's a disaster. And New York City is a disaster. L.A. is a disaster. So you send your kid to public school. I don't know anybody right now who sends their kids to public school on Long Island. Even though the school districts here are good, basically good, most people I know got their kids in private school because of quality of life. Okay, they don't want the kid to hear MF or word 30 times a day, and that's what you got in public schools, no matter how good the academics are. Okay. Add to that, if that weren't enough, what I just gave you, why people are fleeing these progressive states, you've got trans kids in sports. How insane is that? This is part of the woke culture. All right. I mean, I'm sitting there going, this, no designated bathrooms, you know, the locker room situation, this madness. Then you have a governments that favor minorities, except for Asians. The Asian minority is not favored by the progressives, okay? Because Asian people are self-reliant. It's not what progressives want. They want you to be dependent. But the other minority groups have most favored status in California, Illinois, and New York. It's a fact. And that's another thing to drive people out. And then there's intense state government control in the progressive states. So all of that, those are all the reasons that people, even though it's difficult, and it is, it's very difficult to move thousands of miles and then reestablish yourself, but they feel they have no choice. The great migration of America is underway. And that is the memo. Let's go to Joe Biden. He didn't do anything today but go to the movies. That's all he did. All right, 5 p.m., hosts a screening of Till, which is a movie that was put out in 2022 about Emmett Till, who was murdered in a brutal lynching in Mississippi. We write extensively about, if you're interested in the Emmett Till case, and I hope you are, in killing Kennedy, I think we have the best reportage on Emmett Till. So I didn't see a movie. I don't know if the movie is accurate or not. I don't know. But because it's Black History Month, Biden's hosting a screening of the movie at 5 p.m. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden went to Maryland, okay? Today, in addition to the movie, I just was told by my crack producer that there is some kind of statement coming out about the balloon that was shot down, the balloons. All right. We will bring that to you if there's anything there. So this was a last minute ad that Biden did. But yesterday he went to Maryland and he met with the governor there, new governor, a man named Wes Moore, African-American. And here's what Mr. Biden said.
And you got a hell of a new governor, Wes Moore, I tell you. He's the real deal, and the boy looked like he can still play. He got some guns on him.
The boy? Okay, so all the press ignored it. All of them ignored it. Now, Biden didn't mean anything by it. He's old guy, the boy. If one Republican politician in this country had said the boy, you know what would have happened. Now, why do I bring this up? Okay, I'm not angry that Biden said the boy. I don't think Governor Moore is angry. You saw it was he was complimenting the governor's physical condition. But the hypocrisy and the corruption here in this country is part, as far as the media is concerned, beyond anything we've ever had in a republic. And that's just another example of it. All right, let's go to Georgia, where they're investigating Donald Trump for election stuff, grand jury. So there were a partial release today of grand jury decisions, and it's nothing. Trump's name isn't mentioned, nothing. So the Fulton County grand jury recommended that the DA consider perjury charges against some people who testified in the election investigation. Good. Perjury is running wild in this country. So if somebody lied to the grand jury, they should be prosecuted. And secondly, the grand jury found unanimously there was not widespread fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia. Okay, that's it. Nothing about Trump. Maybe there'll be something down the road, but nothing much. All right, let's get to the economy. Shaky. So we told you yesterday that inflation is up 6.4% in the last year, January to January. And that's basically gas, groceries, rents. Okay? So everything you need is up. Wages are, a lot of people being starting to be laid off. We went over that a few days ago. This is from the CPI issued on Tuesday. Okay, Consumer Price Index.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So people are worried about the economy, and I am. I'm worried about it. I'm not panicking. I'm not speculating. But I'm worried about it because nobody has any confidence in the economic arena in Joe Biden. Now, he's doddering. He's not effective. We went over yesterday in great detail. I hope you saw that about the Super Bowl, about how the capitalist display there was trickled down, but Biden wants bottom up. That means the government gives Americans money to spend. That's what Biden wants. Well, we got $32 trillion debt. You can't keep doing that or the whole country's going to fall off the economic cliff. Biden doesn't understand any of that. But anyway, I can't give you financial advice. I mean, I could, but I'd be irresponsible. And I'm not going to do that. But I can tell you what I am doing. So last year, I got crushed in the stock market. 20% the market was down. And most of my stocks went down. Okay. On May 5th of last year, I said this, go, hold on. I have a 2-year time frame in the stock market right now. So I'm willing to just sit on losses for 2 years because I think by that time, I'll be in a much stronger position with the stocks that I hold. All right. So that was my advice because I took it. All right. I'm holding on. In January last month, the market did very well, okay? And my portfolio went up substantially. This month, it's not doing that well, but it's not a disaster, but it's way, you know, you're watching it. I bought a stock, and I can't tell you what it was, yesterday for the first time, boy, months, okay? And I did it because my financial advisor, Alex Green from the Oxford Group, said buy the stock. Now, I have ignored Alex for months because he does make periodic recommendations because, you know, this time last year we were talking about speculative high-tech stocks, Alex and I was, and they didn't do well. So I just pulled back. But I didn't lose faith in Alex. I still think he's a brilliant stock picker. So I did buy yesterday. I bought one. And didn't put a lot of money into it, but I put some because of the fundamentals of the company I feel are good. But I'm not in yet. I'm not in. Now, I've always told you that you need three things in life. You have to have a physician who cares about you. You can get on the phone. You have to have an attorney, same circumstance, who cares about you, not your money, you. And you get on the phone. And you must have a financial advisor. So Green is my financial advisor. That's who I listen to. Now, I got guys, you know, in Morgan Stanley and all, but they're expediters, all right? And I'm very conservative investor, very, very conservative, all right? I work hard for my money, and I bleed when the money goes out the window because, you know, it didn't work out. All right, I worked hard for that money, and I bet you, everybody watching and listening to me on the radio right now, feel the same way. So let's bring in Alex Green from Orlando, Florida. He is the Oxford Club's chief investment strategist. And full disclosure, I have been with Oxford Club for almost 20 years. All right. And the club only found out that I was a subscriber about 3 or 4 years ago because I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just bought a subscription to their newsletters. Okay. And then since that time, we have worked with Oxford Club to bring you information, all right, which is what we're doing now. And there'll be another webinar, they call them, coming up in a few weeks. All right, now, first of all, I bet you took some hell about this, your stocks picks going down, correct?
Oh, yeah. We always hear from people when the times are bad. People are more prone to complain than to praise. But we've got a good long-term track record. We've counseled patients, as you did last year. So we remain optimistic about the future.
Why? I mean, Biden is not a good president. And the Republican Party doesn't seem to be very well organized to challenge Biden.
Right.
I don't think he's going to run again myself. But 24... it's not a lock. Republicans are going to win. So why are you optimistic?
Well, I can assure you it's not because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris or the Democratic Congress that I'm bullish on the future. I'm bullish on the future because it hasn't made sense to bet against American business since 1776. We have the best companies on the planet. We have the hardest working labor force. And the problems that we had last year were mostly government induced. The government spent too much money on COVID relief. They overdid it with the pork barrel spending. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates too low for too long. And that combination of free money and multi-trillion dollar surplus spending created the inflation that we had. And now that that is, well, there's still going to be surplus spending, but there's not going to be the craziness that there was in 2000 and 2000 to 2022. And so as things return to normal, I expect the business to return to normal. And with inflation coming down and America, the economy relatively strong, not because of Joe Biden's policy, but because every day, 300 million Americans get out of bed and go to work and do what needs to be done. They're the ones that really run the country.
Yeah, I mean, our production level is good, but our debt is overwhelming. Our political climate is chaotic. And we have trouble with Russia and China. So right. It's not exactly an optimum time to invest in stocks, but you still believe that is the way to go, correct?
Nothing outperforms a diversified portfolio of stocks over time. Not gold, not silver, not real estate, bonds, nothing. But you have to deal with the unpleasant times like we had in 2022, and even the choppiness that we've had this year. January was strong, February's been back and forth. You just have to acknowledge that that's the way it's going to be and realize you're going to have to hold through some choppiness in order to make money long-term in the market.
Now, long-term is a bad phrase for senior citizens because they're not going to be around too long-term.
Right.
And then so people are going, wait a minute, you know, my time frame is 2 years, Alex. If your picks, and I almost exclusively buy stocks off your recommendations now, don't come out well by the early part of 2024, I'm probably going to get rid of them. Is that unreasonable?
Well, first of all, 2 years is a pretty reasonable time frame. I think 5 years is better for most stock market investors. The key is you don't have your short-term money in the market at all because no one can tell you what the market's going to do next week or next month. But I do think that things will look better a couple of years from now. We'll have had an election coming up in 2 years, or excuse me, next year we'll have, so by 2025, we'll have a new administration in place. I think it's going to be Ron DeSantis and a Republican Congress, and that would be positive for business because they're lighter on taxes, lighter on regulation, and opposed to this crazy woke capitalism that's is hurting shareholder returns.
Now, I know because it's part of our webinar presentation. Again, I am doing some business with Oxford, and everybody should know that. You have been investigating this what so-called woke capitalism. Tell us specifically what you have found out.
Okay. Well, let me begin. Business is supposed to be about turning your customers into raving fans. If they're raving fans and your sales are up, your profits are up, your share price is up, everybody's happy. But woke capitalism is not about maximizing shareholder values. It's about instituting a far left social agenda, social justice agenda that has nothing to do with rewarding shareholders. And I'll give you a perfect example. BlackRock, one of the world's largest money managers with $8 trillion in assets under management. They follow this ESG, environmental, social, and governance criteria, and try to pressure companies to adopt woke policies. And one of those things, of course, is to only invest in companies that are combating climate change. So, for instance, last year you talked about the stock market. The S&P 500 was down 19%. The energy sector was up 59%, one of the best places to be. But did BlackRock overweight the energy sector? No, it underweighted it, gave subpar performance. Why? Because fossil fuel companies are responsible for carbon emissions, which are responsible for affecting the climate. And so as a result, they've hurt their shareholders. And remember, they're investing, they have the proxy power to invest those $8 trillion in assets according to how they want to invest them. So they're taking your money and putting it into companies that are following a woke agenda that you probably disagree with and delivering subpar returns. So that's just a prime example of how woke capitalism helps no one and hurts customers, employees, and shareholders.
Would Disney fall into that category?
Yeah, I mean, Disney opposed Florida's law that prevented 5 to 8 year olds from being taught about sexual orientation. And think about how many people with 5 to 8 year olds want to go to Disney. They're outraged because that's just not an appropriate subject for kindergarten to third grade. So Disney is a woke corporation. Coca-Cola telling teaching employees to be less white. Uber and Nevada is putting out long statements in favor of Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter movement, which is in favor of defunding the police, which most Black people oppose. Delta opposed the voter ID laws in Georgia. I mean, all these companies, they're not maximizing sales and earnings. They're trying to institute a woke agenda, which is bad for business and bad for shareholders.
All right, we'll get into that. Now, where can people reach you and sign up for the webinar that is coming up?
They can reach us at oxfordclub.com, and I believe we're going to have a link that they can follow to watch the presentation with the two of us pursuing this discussion.
All right, Alex, thanks very much. We appreciate it. I hope I don't have to come to your house in 2 years, you know?
Don't come looking for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Nikki Haley, running for president, and I got some mail on it. They're mad at me because, you know, Nikki Haley's, I just go, it doesn't, I say I'm going to treat her fairly, no doubt about it, I will, but right off the jump, I'm not, oh, yeah, because I know Nikki Haley. Anyway, this is what she said yesterday. Go.
In the America I see, the permanent politician will finally retire. We'll have term limits for Congress. And mandatory mental competency tests for politicians over 75 years old.
I want mandatory competency tests for all politicians. So there's Nikki Haley ginning up the crowd. Smart life. All right, this is a segment for those of you who don't watch or listen every day where we try to help your life, okay, directly help you. I think that stuff we did so far today with the financial stuff, I hope that helped, brought some perspective. Anyway, poll by One Poll, 2,000 adults. And here are the happiest jobs in the USA. First, physical therapist is the happiest. My mother was a PT. Firefighter, 2. Teacher, 3. Teaching assistant, 4. Quality assurance analyst. I'm not exactly sure what, I guess they hire you and you make sure the products are good. Anyway, people with those jobs are the happiest. But here's the smart life tip. If you're in a job you don't like, get out. My father worked in a job he didn't like his whole working career, and it broke him. It broke him physically. He hated going, hated getting up in the morning. So it's easy to say, hey, get out when you have 3 kids and a mortgage and a wife and you got responsibilities. I know. But it's all in the planning. So in my career, I moved 10 times in 15 years. And it was hard, as I said at the top of the program. All right. But there were 2 reasons I was moving. Number one, for better opportunity, because I was working at local stations and I would get a better offer and more money. And number two, the station I was working in, change management, which happens a lot in television, and they brought in Attila. You know, and I didn't want to work for Attila. Attila was nasty and mean, and I don't really respond well to that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So I was single and I just got the deuce out. But I always had someplace else to go. So I would be patient, disciplined, okay, not a bomb thrower, but I would be looking aggressively. So that's my tip to you. If you are in a job, you don't like your boss, the job is boring, you're not being treated fairly, look around. Final smart life tip. The way to get a better job is through human interaction. Okay? It is taking someone to lunch. It is meeting them in person, becoming a human being to them. Not a faxer, not an emailer, not a texter. That doesn't mean anything. So sometimes you have to go out of your way and, you know, visit the job you might be interested in, or try to find a way to get an interview in there, or take somebody to lunch, as I mentioned. That's the way to do it. For every time you want a job, you're going to fail 8 times. 8 to 1, but you got to be persistent. Don't take it personally. I could show you rejection letters from my tapes. They're hysterical. You'll never make it, O'Reilly. And it hurt my feelings at the time, but I just went, yeah, I'll show you, Buster. And I did. So persistence is necessary, but don't stay in a job that's making you miserable. Sugar. We hate it. You know it. All right. I ate sugar last night. I ate a Carvel. I'll admit it. And my stomach did not respond too well to it either, because I, you know, cut the sugar out about 80%. But Carvel's the best ice cream. I used to work at Carvel, my first job. I had a little Carvel, But anyway, sugar fuels dementia. All right, this is according to a study by the University of Colorado. Let me just read you the quote. People eat sugar by foraging. That means you're a little bit hungry and you pick up a Snickers bar, you pick up some sugar-laden thing or whatever that's around. That's called foraging. Here's what University of Colorado says, quote, the foraging survival response is still turned on in humans today, even though we live in a time of food abundance. This instinct promotes overeating of high-fat, sugary, and salty foods, resulting in excess fructose production. Fructose created in the brain can promote inflammation and eventual Alzheimer's disease, unquote. And let me give you a very simple backup to this. Try to eat just one Oreo. I mean, I love Oreos, but I don't have them in the house. Try to eat just one. Boom. And it goes right to your brain. So anyway, if you want to have dementia, I'm not going to make a joke about Joe Biden, but cut the sugar down in every area. This day in history, February 16th, 1923, 100 years ago today, the tomb of King Tut was discovered in Egypt. Why should we care? Fascinating story. You know, Dugard, my co-writer in the Killing series, he wrote a book about King Tut. So King Tut became pharaoh of Egypt at age 9, and he died at age 19. 10 years he was the pharaoh. All right? This was 1600 B.C. 1400 B.C., I'm corrected. 1400 B.C. All right? Now, that's way back. But Egypt had a fairly sophisticated society there at 1400 B.C., and there was King Tut. At 10 years old, he was the king. So he ordered all the Egyptians that to believe in a lot of gods, not just one. That was his big deal. Anyway, he dies at 19. They put him in a tomb. He's wrapped up like a mummy, and he disappears forever throughout history. In 1923, a British guy, Howard Carter, discovers the tomb, and it's perfectly preserved. The mummy was almost lifelike, which led to 85,000 mummy movies. Go. Okay, so there was supposed to be a curse if you go in and defile the tombs. 58 people were present in the excavation of King Tut. 8 died within a dozen years. I'm not seeing that as the curse, but, and don't you be visiting me, mummy. All right, good mail segment, a final thought. We'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. Robert Baker, Toronto, Ohio. Bill, I live about 40 miles south of the train derailment in East Palestine and would like your take about what truly happened and about the air and water quality in our area. I'd love to give you my take, but I don't know, Robert. I mean, I watch the speculation and I watch the foolishness of these commentators. I don't know. Now, it's up to your state, Ohio, to brief you and tell you. If it were me, 40 miles, that's pretty far. But if I was in 20 miles of East Palestine, I get out. Now, the state is going to cover your expenses, I understand. The state of Ohio will cover you moving out and for a while and finding other lodgings. I hope they do. FEMA, where's FEMA? Where's Biden? Nowhere, of course. Where's Buttigieg? Come on. I mean, this is how incompetent the federal government is, but it's a state thing. I don't know about the water. I wouldn't be drinking it. All right. I mean, but I can't give you any solid information yet. It just doesn't exist. Scott Banning, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. I'm throwing in for Governor Haley. She's an excellent leader. I'm a retired Air Force colonel, and I served a tour under her leadership in South Carolina. I guess that's the National Guard. She's strong. Give her a chance. Call on her for an interview. And she'll be there, trust me. We did call on her. She had a book recently, and she didn't do it. She wouldn't do it. And, you know, okay. All right, did I take it personally? Yeah, I did. She knows me. Book bombed. Might have been able to help her. But I'm not mad at Nikki Haley. I'm going to treat her fairly. But right now, not in my... I may vote for her if she wins the nomination. It's possible, but I don't think she's going to win the nomination. Pete Mulleveld, Salem, Oregon, capital of the state. Most learned pundits, such as yourself, O'Reilly, seem to agree that Trump should not ridicule likely opponents. But do you think he has to do that to shore up his base? No. Base likes him, knows what he did in the presidency. Why do you have to attack DeSantis? And when he ran in 16, yeah, that was a good strategy. Now, I don't think that's going to help him. Rick, socialism is a philosophy of failure, creed of ignorance, gospel of envy. That's a quote from Winston Churchill. Thank you for that quote. Melly, socialist is this. If you are born, you're entitled. If you are, I don't know about everybody entitled. I'm not going to say any more than that. Ann, concierge member, Ann gets direct access to me. Please check out that program on BillO'Reilly.com. I would hate to be the yoga instructor in Los Angeles teaching the drug dealers. What could go wrong? I know. We did that story yesterday. Gene Dungy, Gilbert, Arizona. Bill, you commented on how Carrie Lake did not stand for the so-called black national anthem at the Super Bowl. Then you went on to say it was just a song, since when are we supposed to stand for just songs? Gene, you just missed that whole thing. Now, you as a premium member, you are a premium member. You have access to the transcripts every night. I said clearly there is no black national anthem. Does not exist, this song, okay? Nobody is compelled to stand during the song. Certainly not Carrie Lake. I don't know what the beef is here. I reported accurately what happened. She went public with it. Susan Gilbert, Brenham, Texas. Not only are food products increasing, but insurance is taking a big bite out of our budget. I feel your pain. Shop around. I just did that. Okay? I had this outrageous homeowner's insurance bill. Forget it. I get a much lower deal at another agency. Lloyd Richmond, Farmington, Utah. I thank you and Martin DeGard for researching and publishing Killing the Legends. My wife loves Elvis, so when your book arrives, she grabbed it. She's very complimentary. I'm more interested in Muhammad Ali, and I was unaware of some of the facts you disclosed. The Killing books have stuff that nobody's ever heard because we do primary source. All right, let's go to Team Normal. So we have women's stuff too. One of our associates is kind enough to model the Team Normal hat. We have in red, white, and blue but since she's a redhead and had a red coat, we gave her the red hat. So we have women's polos, women's hats, mugs are unisex, anybody a mug, and of course the bumper stickers. Pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com, get on Team Normal. You don't have to pay until we ship, which will be soon. And if you want to cancel at the time we bill you, you can. Team Normal. Now, if you want to be on Team Crazy, that's the other team in America, just go to MSNBC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Word of the day. Do not be vituperative. V-I-T-U-P-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Do not be vituperative. We got to put those words on the screen. Starting next week, let's put the word of the day on the screen. Oh, we do. They're just telling me I didn't see it because they put it in what they call post. Good. I'm glad you put it. They panicked. I'm glad you have them on the screen. Okay, final thought in a moment. All right, here is the final thought of the day. In 2014, I had Raquel Welsh on The Factor. We'll dig that clip up and show it to you next week. She died yesterday, age 82. I was going to show a clip, but I'm not going to do it. You know Raquel Welsh and his clips all over the place. But the reason I'm telling you this is when I go out to L.A. and Hollywood, a lot of older movie stars love what I do. Raquel Welsh was one of them. Very nice woman. All right. So we'll dig up the interview with her on The Factor and we'll show it to you next week. But I'll give you some names. So Charlton Heston, I think, was the number one Hollywood star fan of The Factor. I got at least 10 letters from him. Doris Day. All right. Loved us. All right. Jonathan Winters, one of the funniest guys in history. Big fan. Don Rickles. I said to him one time, I said, "You're not going to mock me, are you?" He's just like, "Hey, you hockey puck." You know, he watched every night. Tab Hunter. Remember Tab Hunter? All right. I ran into him. And, I watch every night. It was the older crew. All right. The vintage movie stars. And this goes with wisdom, I'm going to tell you. Now, the younger people, they're more the Jon Stewart people. They'd always come up to me and say, "Oh, I love you with Jon Stewart." And I go, "What you mean is you love Jon Stewart and you want him to make fun of me." And they'd always laugh. All right. So the younger people, all right, they're in the progressive soup and, you know, they don't want to get out of there for a minute. But the older Hollywood stars who's been around and seen it, you know. I'll submit to you, John Wayne would have been our biggest fan. Spencer Tracy, Jimmy Stewart, the Air Force guy. I mean, all of those people, had they been alive, would have loved this program because we are traditional here. We respect. Look, Raquel Welch came from nothing. All right, she didn't have any father, wasn't a director, and she was at Illinois, Chicago. All right, born in 1940 in Chicago, and she came and became a huge icon, and she was very smart. Now she did the dinosaur flicks and the cheesecake stuff. Yeah, okay, but wouldn't go naked in Playboy, and nope. Wouldn't do it. And they offered her a pile of dough, okay? And I really enjoyed talking to her. She came to a Miller show, an O'Reilly Miller show. She came backstage, and I had a long conversation with her. And at the same show was Bo Derek, another very smart woman. They were both there, and I said, look at this. The two most glamorous stars at the Miller O'Reilly show. It was great. Anyway, rest in peace, Raquel Welch. We admire what you accomplished in your life. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News, and we will see you tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.